All right. Well, we're rolling into the end of the week here. You know, obviously the Texans are a real good football team. We have a lot of respect for Gary's coaching staff, job they've done down there. Excellent game for them last week against Cincinnati. Thought they were really played well in all three phases of the game. And you know, we know it's going to be a big challenge for us on Sunday. I think the Texans do just pretty much everything well. They run the ball. They can stop the run. They can throw it. They can play pass defense, rush the passer. Good in a kicking game. Well coached, sound. A lot of good football players. Very talented team. So we know we're going to need to play our best game, and hopefully that's where we'll be able to be by Sunday.
Bill, what are some of the unique challenges you have preparing for a team that you played so recently?
You know, it comes up quite a bit. We play teams in the division twice every year, so it's not really that big of a deal.
How would you describe Arian Foster's running style?
Good.
Fast.
Yeah, he's fast. Sure, he's fast. Got good vision. He breaks tackles. He makes people miss. He outruns them. He's good in a passing game. He's pretty much good at everything.
Where does his patience come from?
Finds the holes. They got good backs. Tate's good back. I mean, they got good backs.
Hey, Bill, when you're playing a running back like Arian Foster, is it hard to simulate what he does in practice for a scouting team in terms of the patience and the ability to create?
I think our backs do a good job of that. I think our backs, you know, feel like we have good backs, and they do a good job. You know, Shane, Woody, Steven, Brandon Bolden, all of them. And those guys have good vision. They can run. They're different than Foster, but it's close enough. Certainly good enough for our defense to work against. Those guys make good cuts. They see holes well. I think our backs do a good job giving us a look on the scout team, the running game. Yeah. I think it's harder, actually, to simulate to get all the offensive linemen. No matter who you play, it's usually harder to get them to get the blocking schemes kind of exactly the way the other team does it. It's probably easier for the runner than it is the overall blocking patterns, depending on how each team does it during the week, you know, trying to get all those guys coordinated.
Bill, when you consider the finality, obviously, of a playoff game where one mistake can send you home, is it important to amplify that for the players to say this is – things will end quickly if you make a mistake, but make sure that they're still aggressive enough and not afraid to step up and make a play.
That's exactly where we are. So, yeah. Yeah, that's where we all understand that. I mean, every player, every coach, everybody that participates in the game, we all understand that's exactly what it is.
Is there a way to emphasize that they still have to go out and play and not play so conservatively?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, that's, you don't win a war by digging a foxhole and sitting in it. You got to go out there and attack. You got to go out there and make the plays you need to make to win. But it's a one-game season.
Bill, we've talked already this week about how Week 14 doesn't matter, but at the same time, could you sort of approach the balance between using it as a reference and a tool to learn on and coach from, but also being able to turn the page to this week because it's really a new season?
Yeah, I think it's just it's another game we look at, like the Indianapolis game, like the Minnesota game, like the other Indianapolis game, like the Cincinnati game. You know, we look at all those games, and there are things we can learn from in each of them. And we need to be ready for whatever we're going to get this week. It won't be the same as any of those games, but we can learn from all those.
You guys moved to such a tight end heavy offense. Was that a function of having drafted two great ones and
I think you always try to get the players on the field that you feel like are your most productive players, or the players that you can put together as a group that will best attack the opponent that you're playing. So it's a combination of those things.
Tom has been a starting quarterback for 16 playoff wins. Obviously, those are Patriots wins, not Tom Brady wins, but he's a big part of them. What do you see from him on a daily basis that has led to that success?
I think Tom's one of our most consistent players. He has been through the years. in terms of his preparation and his performance. So he's won a lot of regular season games, won a lot of playoff games. I think he's a pretty consistent player all the way through. What he does on a day-to-day basis, how he performs on the practice field, how he performs in games, whether they're preseason, regular season, postseason, whatever it is, he's pretty consistent. And I think you see that during the week. So it shows up on Sunday.
The last time you guys played these guys, you mentioned after the game that one of the keys to sort of slowing down their rush wasn't just blocking well, but getting off man coverage quickly and beating guys in the routes early. Is that something you guys are expecting again? You know, a lot of man coverage, and is that something you're keying on this week, beating it?
Yeah, always. I mean, anytime you can't get away from man-to-man coverage, that puts a lot of pressure under pass protection and you know, getting the ball off. So Houston's a good man-to-man team, and they play man-to-man coverage. If that's what they play against us, then we'll have to beat it. If they don't, then we'll have to beat zone coverage, meaning we'll have to have good spacing from our receivers and, you know, be able to find open areas and all that. But they're a good man-to-man team. They play quite a bit of it. They won 13 games. I mean, I'm sure we'll see plenty of man coverage on Sunday.
Well, when you pass,
and then, you know, of course, catching the ball is also important. You know, we drop 5 passes in the first game, so doesn't matter whether you're open or not. If you don't catch the ball, then you don't have anything to show for it.
Bill, when you've seen or you had a degree of success like you did back on December 10th, what is the fine line between trying to repeat what you did so well because it worked well and trying to throw in new wrinkles?
Well, I think it's about creating a game plan that you feel like can be successful against the team that you're playing. And the way certain plays matched up in the first game, first of all, I don't even know if we're going to run the same plays or they're going to run the same plays, so that it could even possibly match up in this game. But even if it did, the chances of it matched up, you know, the number of plays that we run, the number of defenses they have, for it to be the exact same is infinitesimal. It's not going to happen. So I don't think that's really important. It's about being prepared to deal with whatever it is we have to deal with on Sunday and going out there and executing it well. It's not trying to replicate a matchup. I mean, you can't do it.
Bill, in taking stock of your team self right now, how important was that bye week? And when you look at your players in total, who did that really benefit the most in your estimation, any group of players in particular?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a hypothetical question. I have no idea. I know if we'd had to play last week, we would have got ready to play, and we would have played last week. We didn't, so we're playing this week, so we'll get ready to go and try to play the best we can this week. That's all we can do. We can't control the schedule or how anybody's feeling or what days we play or what days we don't play. When they schedule them, we show up, do the best we can. That's what we're going to do this week.
Giving them 3 days off, was it your intention just to get them away from the game, let them quiet their minds, quiet their bodies, or a combination of both?
Well, I mean, again, we worked on some things last week, but I felt like the most productive thing we could do was, as a staff, to make sure that we're ready for the players when they come back in, and we give them the scouting report and game plan on the next team that we were going to play, and we needed some time to do that. I mean, we could have just kept working on basically 3 opponents, but, you know, we tried to set it up in such a way that when the players came back in, we'd be totally prepared for whichever one it was. So that's what we did.
For a few years, the Texans always seemed to be that team that was kind of on the cusp of making the postseason. And now, having been in that, or been in the playoffs here back-to-back years, I'm kind of curious as to your impression of how Coach Kubiak's kind of put them in that position, and then kind of just what it takes to be a consistent playoff team year in and year out.
Well, it definitely takes good talent, and they have plenty of that, and they're well coached. So, you know, we played them down there in 09. I mean, they had a good football team that year. They beat us. They played well. You know, we haven't played them since then, right? Is that 09 or 10, whatever year it was, whenever we were down there. So that's, you know, we've seen them. They've looked pretty good. And he's done a good job. They've, you know, like you said, they've been in playoffs the last 2 years. Lost their quarterback the end of the year last year. Still won a playoff game. You know, won 12 regular season games this year. Won a playoff game already. So, yeah, they've done a pretty solid job. Starts with good players. They have plenty of those. But they play well. Coaches get them to play well. So they're pretty solid.
Bill, what does Garrett Graham coming back to the Texans add? That looks like he helps in the run game and in the pass game.
All right. Well, he's more of a tight end, so it gives him some two tight end formations. But with Casey in there, Casey can play tight end and fullback too. So they didn't have him in the first game. I think they used Casey in a role similar to some of the things that we would have had Graham do, and he did. When they've had all three, of course, it gives them the ability to put all three guys on the field at the same time, which they don't have when they only have two of them. But when there's only two of them out there, I think that they try to manage the game with Casey doing what Graham would be doing. But Graham's a good player. He's a good red area player, good receiver. Casey's a good player. Owen Daniels is a good player. So they have three good tight ends, whichever ones of them are out there. And if all three of them are out there, then they got three good guys out there. And if only two of them are out there, then usually that means that they have two good receivers out there with Walter and Andre Johnson. So, whichever guys they put out there, that'd be a challenge for us to defend, no matter who it is.
Bill, your defense this year has forced a lot of fumbles, but also recovered a lot of those fumbles. How do you see the balance between skill and getting on the ball versus kind of getting the bounce in terms of recovering fumbles?
Well, it's taking advantage of your opportunities. And if you have an opportunity to get it, then they need you to get it. Like you said, sometimes you just don't really have an opportunity for it. But the ones that we do, we practice them, and hopefully when we get the opportunity, we can capitalize and make those count. It's no different than defensive backs getting their hands on balls and knocking them down versus intercepting them. It's the same type of thing. Those are opportunities. You only get so many of them on defense. You need to capitalize on whichever ones you get.
Playing another team again. Some of your guys have said, whatever worked last time, there's going to be different wrinkles. Nothing's going to carry over. I mean, do you almost have to assume that that's going to be the case? I mean, have you seen it where stuff that worked before can carry over, or do you have to assume it the other way?
Well, I think there's a game plan-wise, you can fundamentally take a similar approach if you think a certain type of play or a certain scheme or a certain style would be successful. Doesn't mean you can't continue to do that. Maybe it is formatted a little bit differently, or there's some modifications to it, or whatever it is. But as far as specific plays and, this game's going to go the way that game went, I mean, I think that's ridiculous. Just show me one example where that's happened. I can't think of one.
Have you ever seen an example in a playoff game where, you talk about matchups and what talent certain teams have, but have you ever seen an example where a team that was doing one thing during the regular season switched completely what they were doing for a playoff game? And is that dangerous for any team to do?
If you go back to I'm not saying this is right or wrong, okay? I'm just telling you, you asked a historical question, so I can give you a historical answer. I could tell you that in 1990, when I was with the Giants, we played Chicago in the first playoff game. We played a 4-3 defense. They had a certain style of play that we felt was more conducive to that. The next week, we played San Francisco. We played a 3-4 defense, and that was predicated on what we thought would be best for us to play the 49ers that week. And then the following week, we played Buffalo, and we played a 2-4 nickel, 3-3 nickel, whatever you want to call it, depending on what part of the game you were in. And I would say that was a different style of defense. So is that trying to be creative? I don't know. It's trying to win the game. It's trying to do what you felt like you had to do to match up against those particular teams, Chicago, San Francisco, and Buffalo in that particular year, that were very, very different. Playing Chicago wasn't like playing San Francisco, and playing San Francisco wasn't playing like playing Buffalo. There were just different matchups, different style offense, different personnel groups on the field. So, I think you do, at this time of season, you do what you need to do to win one game. You don't worry about your system. You don't worry about playing time or how many guys do this or this guy does that. You worry about what do you need to do to win the game. That's what we're here for. So, put the best you have out there to do the best you can against whatever it is you're facing, offensively, defensively, whatever it is, and then you try to make that work. And sometimes that means it's the same thing. Sometimes it's doing what you've been doing. Sometimes it might be doing something differently. And I'm not saying that's the right way to do it. I'm just saying that's what happened in that particular year. And had we played somebody other than Chicago, San Francisco, or Buffalo, I'm sure you'd be looking at a whole different, you know, bunch of different chapters in a book. But we didn't. That's the way it was. So I don't know. I don't know if it's the right thing or the wrong thing to do, but that's what we did. Okay. Thanks.